See if you agree with this woman. Talia Storm, 22 years old. She was on some morning news show. And she don't want us going to clubs no more.
Okay.
She said, enough with us going to clubs. Once you hit a certain age, you don't need to be there. Stop it with the clubs. So this is what she said.
It is cringe and uncomfortable seeing older people dance. Good morning to both of you. Talia, coming to you first of all. I mean, you know, what's wrong with it? Everybody's enjoying themselves, aren't they? You know, when you're a bit older, you kind of maybe just care less about what other people are thinking. You're just more prepared to go for it. Shouldn't that be celebrated?
I love that. You know, the thought of seeing everybody live their best lives, I'm all here for it. But I'm 22 years old. I've only just coming into my prime. I do not want to walk into the club and see my dad, see my dad's friends, or even my granddad cutting some shapes. And I'm just...
If you're 40, you can't go to a club.
What we have in common, you know, do they like Tion Wayne? Do they like Central Cee? I'm not sure if they'd even be able to relate to, you know, Top Hits UK right now. So I think, you know, all up for cutting some shapes. But I think, you know, the £5 entry fee, the £2 shots, they can be left to us youngsters. And you guys have many more options to head to.
I'm with her.
You're with her.
100%. I'm telling you. Like, okay, so I've got two sides to this.
Okay.
So first of all, I remember when I was like, I'm glad that she's 22 going to clubs. I was like 17, 18 sneaking into clubs with fake ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being in there and how creepy it was. I was there with my friends and like the oldest person there was like 25 and that was a big deal. And then once in a while, you'd get like people in their 40s coming in. And it's one thing if they're coming in as a group to just dance and have a good time, like, you know, good on ya. But when these guys in their 40s come into these clubs, they're there to hit on 20-year-olds and 22-year-olds. And as a former 22-year-old, I'm here to tell you, I'm not fucking with that. I'm sorry. I'm here to have fun with my friends and to hang with people my own age. That's why I came to a club, because presumably a rave dance club where people are probably tripping balls or getting drunk or doing their own thing is not an environment for people over 40, which is why we went there.
Mm-hmm.
So as a former 22-year-old hottie, which everybody at 22 is a hottie, I don't care what you look like now. I mean, it was really creepy. I didn't like it. And I'm with her. I think she's 100% right. And then second half of it is, you know, that stupid show I'm watching, Manifest, on Netflix, that everyone loves, that I just think is terrible, but I love it because it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a scene where everything took place in a nightclub and it were all these people in the nightclub. And the whole idea is that they were bringing in all the passengers. So all the people that were like teens and 20s that were dancing and having fun made sense. But like some of the older folk came in and they were just, I was looking at them and I was thinking like, I have no desire to go to a club at this point in my life. Like, thank God. I thought that I was going to be wanting to cluck in the clubs until I was in my 40s and 50s and over. You know what I mean? But I'm so glad that at some point in my life, I was like, yeah, no more clubbing. I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with her.
I think back to, remember that guy at the Bon Jovi show that was in the corner with a beer dancing by himself? And you went, oh, God, we are now that guy. We're in the corner with the beer dancing by ourselves. We're that 40-year-old guy.
Speak for yourself.
No, I'm that guy. But no, going to a club now gives me the hives, just even thinking about going to a club. But still, when you hear somebody say you don't want to see your dad or your grandpa at the club, it hits me pretty hard.
No, she's right, though, because so before COVID, a group of friends of mine, we were out and we were doing karaoke and we wanted to like keep partying. And there was like a dance club nearby. And one of my friends was like, let's go dancing. And we're like, oh, my God, let's go dancing. And we just thought it'd be fun and funny to go in there. But I got to tell you, and we're not, most of my friends are between the ages of 32 and, you know, maybe like 45. Like, I'm not talking about, you know, grandpa age.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends are relatively young, like nobody's old. Even at that age, walking in there and like, even though we danced together in a circle, we did the thing we you know, you throw your handbag and you dance around your handbag. the whole time. Well, because you don't want to dance holding your handbag. So you put it down and then you dance around it.
On the ground?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that, but okay.
It's a very New York thing. We do that here in New York. You dance around your handbag. I wasn't happy. Like, even though I was with my friends and dancing, I felt really out of place because almost everybody there were like NYU students with fake ID, who some of them were 21, most of them were younger. It just felt like we were somehow at a frat party. It was a public club. Like, we paid to get in. Mm-hmm. And it was like there was a DJ and dancing. I felt really out of place there, even though I was just with my group. I wasn't there trying to pick up anybody or hitting anybody. No, I was just like there with my friends. It felt really wrong and out of place. So I am with that girl. Stick to your own age group. Stay with your friends.
All right. So if you're thinking that, what are people around you thinking about you being there? Probably the same thing. Look at that old woman dancing around her purse.
Right. Why are these? Well, who are these people? What are they doing here? Are these the professors? Like, why are the NYU professors here?
Did the old folks home let out early? Is this a road trip for you guys? A field trip?
You do know it's after midnight, kids. You do know that, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know how people stay out after midnight now anyway. Oh, my God. By 10 o'clock, I'll be like, I got to go.
Yeah.
I can't stay out no more. Okay. Let's see if you agree with this lady. So she goes out on a date with a guy, and I guess the date went fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with the date. They had a good time. He said, okay, I'll go home. I'll drop you off. So he dropped her off at her front door.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a Ring doorbell. So this is what happened on the Ring doorbell after he dropped her off. So she's walking up to the door. She turns around. The guy's already gone.
Okay, so he didn't even wait to see if she got in her house okay.
No. So he took off.
Ugh.
So she ghosted him. That's it. She's not going on another date with the guy. She blocked him. She's done.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. Oh, of course. Are you kidding? Let me tell you something. You should walk me to my door, frankly. But if you're not going to walk me to my door, if you're just going to drop me off, you at least wait to see that I get in okay. Just wait to see that I have to get in, turn around, wave. I'm good. I'm in. Bye. Thank you. And if I'm not waving at you, if I don't turn around and wave, you don't know. Maybe there's somebody waiting inside. Maybe there's somebody waiting in the bushes.
You should get a better place to live then.
No, but then you're not a gentleman. You're not getting a second date. I'm not asking you to judge where I live.
Right.
It speaks to your concern for me. If you're not concerned with me after a first date, once we're together for years and you don't give a shit about me anymore.
No, I'm busy. I got things to do. I don't have time. Maybe it took you forever to walk down your driveway and get to, I don't have time for this.
Okay. Well,
I got things
again,
to do.
That's why I don't want to go out with you again, because a guy that has that attitude that you have things to do, like you can't watch me, you know, she doesn't live in a palace. It's not like she's walking all the way down the Champs-Élysées. I mean, she's literally just going from the car to your door. Mm-hmm. She can still see the street from her door. So it's not that far a walk. So the fact that he did not wait for her, that is a huge red flag.
No, she probably walked past the mailbox. Check the mailbox.
She didn't. We saw her. She walked right up to her door.
And he's got to hurry up and get home to his wife.
Okay, that's a difference. Okay, another reason. If he's in a hurry to get somewhere else to another date or to home to his wife, again, you ghost him.
Mm-hmm. No, there's just some women that move slow. And I just don't have time to wait while you take your stroll down
your
driveway.
I'm not having another date with you. If you think I move too slowly, that's not going to change. That's who I am. You don't accept me for who I am. This relationship is over.
So you're just going to ghost the guy and never talk to him again?
No. Why should I don't owe you an explanation.
All I did was not wait for you because you're a slowpoke. And you got you got to take your time walking to your door. I ain't got all day. Things to do.
No one said she walked slow. Let's say she walked normal speed, just got out of the car, walked right to her door.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled away. It just shows a lack of concern. He's not a gentleman. He doesn't care about her well-being.
It's your home. You should feel safe there. I'm not asking you
whether I should feel safe in my home or not. I'm saying it shows your character. Regardless of where I live or how I live, it's none of your fucking business. This has to do with the fact that you did not bother to even make sure I got in my house okay. I didn't get mugged on the way in. I didn't trip and fall and break my face. Like, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, some women are still really into a guy pulling out her chair, opening a door. You don't do that. I'm not going on a second date. Me, I don't care about that stuff. Don't pull out my chair. Don't open my door. I'm not going to judge you based on that. I'm sorry. I don't care about that. If you do it, great. But if you don't, it's not a deal breaker. There are women that for them, that speaks volumes. That's a deal breaker for them. And the bigger problem is that in a relationship, I will tell you right now, the red flags, the things that are your problems in a relationship later on, I guarantee there were signs early on that you ignored. That's one of them.
Because I didn't wait for you to open your front door. Now, knowing me, have I ever waited for a girl to open up the front door and walk in before I left?
You don't even wait till you close the door and you're driving. Like, you've literally, I can't tell you how often, you don't even stop. I'm like, could you at least stop the car so I can get out? I don't want to roll. I want to roll out into the gutter.
Got places
I
to
have,
go.
Right. I've literally opened the door while the car is still rolling, forced you to stop the car. And then before I even slam the door closed, you're already gone.
Mm-hmm. Damn, on to my next thing.
You're very busy all the time. Very busy. But, you know, you and I aren't dating, so I don't care. But if you were somebody I was dating, that would have been a deal breaker.
Yeah, because I'm not going to start a relationship opening the door for you, pulling your chair back, waiting for you to get, because you're going to expect me to do that all the time. And then when I don't do it anymore, you're going to think that I'm cheating on you.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I'm not going to start giving you roses. I'm not going to start opening the door. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to give you straight up what I am. So in 10 years, you'll be like, he's never changed.
He's always been this guy. He's always been this asshole the minute I met him.
Yeah. Right. Oh, he doesn't open the door for me anymore. No, because I never did.
He never did.
If I started opening the door for you, then you can think I'm cheating on you.
Right. Yeah. So no, that's, look, that, but that, lose, again, lose. That is who you are. So you need to be, you have that sort of confidence that women are attracted to, despite the fact that you're an asshole. Like, women don't care that you're a complete jerk. It doesn't matter.
Because I tell you from the get, from the first swipe left, I tell you, you want a guy to bring you roses? Don't.
I'm not your guy.
I'm not your guy.
But that's what I'm saying. Not every woman is okay with that. So, if I look back on the relationships of mine that did not work and the reasons why they didn't work, I saw some of that stuff early on that I just ignored, or I didn't care, or I didn't catch it. You know, but I look back, it's like, oh, wait, on our first date, he said X, Y, and Z. And here I am a year in and that same thing is kind of going on. Like, I could have seen that after the first date.
But did you think in your head on the first date, that's a bad thing, but I think I can change him? Do you think that?
No, because I never got into a relationship with anybody thinking that I wanted it to go anywhere. I was like, do I want to sleep with him or not?
Yeah, you just wanted to hit it and get it.
Yeah, it's like, I want to hit it and quit it. That was always my thing. I always had sex like men. I was never interested. I had the opposite problem where there'd be a guy I'd be into just banging, and then he'd be like, so you want to have dinner? No. What makes you think I want to have dinner with you? I mean, you can order in something if you're really hungry, but other than that, no, I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah, you are a guy.